And welcome back here to Push to Talk, the ATC Hour on EAA Radio. I have a question that's slightly, I mean, it's off topic from what we're talking about, but still for the international. We've been talking through the week about staffing and the age limits and the experience mm-hmm. that's leaving and what's coming in.
That's a very good point.
How does that work there in Europe? Do you have the have to be hired by 31 and out by 56? Or
I can only speak for Germany. I'm not sure how it works in some of the other countries. It's pretty standard all over Europe that the age limit to we have mandatory retirement at 55. That's pretty standard throughout all of Europe. There are some countries that do it a little differently, but I think for the greater part, everybody at 55, you're done. They hire you. In Germany, what they do is we'll hire you straight out of high school. We have an academy. We do our own training. You spend a year at the academy doing theory training. They spend 6 months doing basic radar simulation or tower simulation, depending on where you're going to go. And then you'll go out onto, or you go into the field, and you'll get OJT for anything between, say, 1.5 to 3 years, depending on the facility you go to. So the training lasts between 3 and 4 years. You pretty much, if you start out of high school, you can be done with 22, 23, and then you'll work until you're 55 and mandatory retirement.
And are you facing the same staffing issues right now?
We're short-staffed. It's not in, the dimensions are not quite the same as they are here from what I've been hearing. We are running short of controllers. Unfortunately, these things happen in cycles, and they always in Europe happen for, it's the Dutch are looking for controllers, the Swiss are looking for controllers, the German are looking, so we're all looking. And it just seems to be one of those phases where we're short, and we are actively recruiting, trying to find people, but we're fishing in a pool that's getting smaller and smaller, and we're finding we're not actually getting people that apply anymore. People are just not interested in being controllers anymore. Where we years ago we would get, if we would, we normally need about 5,000 applicants a year to make our quota. And at the moment, if I remember correctly, the number is about 2,500. So we actually, there's 2,500 people that aren't applying out of high school, so we actually aren't getting people to even apply. People just don't want to do the job anymore. They'd rather go and do either an airline job or go into something less stressy.
Well, just for a shameless plug to get some of our future controllers out there, we've been helping NASA out over at Kid Venture, and if all the listeners not quite sure where it's at, it's over by the
Pioneer Village,
out by the museum.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's across the runway, the grass runway from the museum.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But we've been over there, and we've been working with NASA on what they call smart skies, and teaching kids math using radar vectors or using time, what we use at work all the time. So if you haven't been over there yet, come over, bring your kids. It's a great thing. They can get their certificate over there, and it's been a lot of fun. Have you been over there yet, Chuck?
I'm going over there this as soon as we get done with the interview here. Then I guess I'm getting a ride over, huh, Bob?
Yes, you are.
I'm headed that way too, so I might jump in on that.
But yeah, everybody, come on over and check the things out. You can fly model airplanes. They've learned weight and balance. It's a whole lot of fun, and we'll get you into aviation, whether as a pilot or a controller or something there.
And you know, you were talking about training kids with the right skills, you know, when they're young. I was thinking if they would just make a controller video game, and so you know, you get the Microsoft Flight Sim.
They do have those out there,
and you know,
the program they got is actually it's actually a great program.
It was developed by an air traffic controller.
Yeah, so. I was using it in Germany, actually. I had it with my kid. I got an 11-year-old son, and I think it's the most entertaining 2 hours I've had in years.
Do you build points? Because points are real big with kids.
You have to vector aeroplanes, and you have to run against the clock. And
you run against the clock, and you keep them separated.
Yeah, so. And the amazing thing was my kid, after about 20 minutes, got what we call the flick, and he was running aeroplanes through there, and I was amazed. It's a great program.
ATC Sim.
Yeah, you got to give those NASA folks a real. I said to them as well, it's really a fantastic program to get kids into aviation.
Mm-hmm. And they're learning, getting their math skills honed up at the same time. And air traffic control, I've always believed, and I think you guys will agree with me, it's there's an art to it also, but they're getting the technical plus the artistic side of it. So I think it's a really great program. I'm glad to be able to help them out over there.
Well, I thank you guys for being in the studio with us today. We're right up on our 10 o'clock hour here. Again, anybody, we didn't have any callers today, though we did earlier this week. But if you have any questions for air traffic control, call them up locally. You know, it's a good
we're
time.
At the, we have a NACA booth. It's between the two towers, the old and the new tower. And you can't miss us because we're our traffic controllers. We're always talking.
Yeah. Speak for yourself, Bob.
Oh, yeah.
The website is NATCA.org. There's a lot of information on that. It's the union website, whether it be legislative or whether it be media contacts or whatever your flair, that there's information
there's
on that
website.
There's
a whole lot of good information on there. Yeah, you're right, Chuck.
Yeah, and for those guys going overseas, we have a...
Lutz will put you up.
Yeah, come on over and visit. We have a website as well. It's golfdeltafoxgdf.de. And you can get some interesting information on that website as well about air traffic control and what we're doing in Europe.
Is it in German?
No, some of it is in German. Some of it, actually, the company I work for is the Deutsche Flugsicherung. And they actually have a great website as well. It's dfs.de, and they actually have an English website, and there's all kinds of information on there. And we're actually recruiting controllers worldwide, so if there's anybody out here who feels like a change of pace or maybe some good beer, then come on over. We're looking for controllers.
What's Pacecal like?
It's great. You can get by. It's just enough to pay for the beer and the
Wiener Schnitzel.
There you go.
Is that possible if you're
yes.
A hired controller here to go ahead and...
We are actually, at the moment, due to the staffing crisis, we actually are hiring foreign controllers. It's not a requirement to have a European citizenship or German citizenship. You have to go through an assessment. They'll fly you out, as far as I know, and you'll do an assessment. And if you meet the requires, if you meet the requirements, they will hire you. And it's a full-time thing. It's not a contract job. It's not something for a year or two. If you get hired on, they'll keep you for the duration. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to stay, we're not only hiring controllers, but also looking for instructors at our academy. And at our academy at the moment, we have a lot of British nationals, which is great for our guys who do training, because a lot of the courses we offer now, which is quite strange in Germany, is all done in English. I mean, the instructors course for
British
controllers are British guys. The whole course is done in English. And our ATC trainees get exposed to English right off the bat. A lot of the courses are done by Brits, so it's English.
Right. So, no, I know that startled look... It's okay. We're still on.
Oh, okay.
Your headphone just went dead.
In any case, just what you hear.
Oh.
They can still hear us.
Okay.
So, you know, that pretty much does it for our time here on Push to Talk. And I think this was our last day. So I have to give you guys a very hearty thanks for myself for being here the whole week and plugging away at some of these issues.
Thanks for having us, Mel.
Absolutely.
And
really good seeing you again.
Yeah, and I just heard from Don Brown, and he says he misses not being here this year, but he hopes to be up here next year. And he was pretty popular on the radio, and I also in the booth and in the forums last year, so he hopes to be here next year.
Bring them all in, and we've definitely enjoyed having you in here, Lutz. It's been giving us a great perspective. And
thanks a lot. I appreciate being invited, and I also want to thank the NATCA folks who brought me up here and been looking after me and feeding me and looking after my welfare. The beer's not that great, but everything else is fantastic.
We'll leave it at that, okay?
No, it's been a lot of fun, and I really want to thank those guys.
And I just want to stress and reiterate to anybody out there listening, whether you're at home or somewhere on the grounds, when you have questions and the controllers are there, they're not big, mean, evil people. So if you don't understand, or
well, except Chuck, of course.
Yeah. Well, he does have two heads.
Or if you...
You know, I'm not speechless very often. That was probably off guard.
Don't be afraid to ask questions and
please
talk.
Do come by and talk to us at the booth or go to your local facility.
And that's what she's talking about. Yeah. We're in the phone book. Give the facility a call if you want to come visit. Some of the facilities have got a lot of security restrictions because of 9/11. That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But we'll do what we can to try and get you upstairs, you know, have a meet and greet or, you know, go out and have a favorite beverage. That's fine, too.
Yeah,
we're not opposed
you
to
guys,
that.
You guys do come out of those towers once in a while, so.
Yeah, I go home too.
Yeah.
Well, actually, the same thing is valid for Germany. We don't have such, unless you want to get into a tower, but the VFR towers in Germany is no problem, and even the bigger facilities. We've had controllers just pitch up on our doorstep and say, well, we're here, or even pilots, and can we come on in? And we're happy to have you, and if it's pilots or controllers, we'll take you into the control room and show you around and anytime.
Great. Yeah. All right, well, thank you very much once again.
Thanks again, Mel, for having us.
Yeah, and just to let people know who you are, you've been listening to Chuck Adams. I will promise next year I will get that right on the first time if I have to staple it to my shirt. So we've got Chuck Adams from Grand Fork, North Dakota. Mm-hmm. Bob Knowles, you're not actively...
Yes.
You are.
I'm still...
You're still going. Okay.
Evansville, Indiana.
He just looks old.
No, I thought he had said in a previous broadcast that he was done.
I can be any day. I'm just waiting for the right circumstances.
Okay. But right now we can still find you in Evansville.
Yes, ma'am.
And Lutz Pritchow, who's working out of Frankfurt.
Yep.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, guys. You are listening to EAA Radio. I'm Magneto Mel on 100.7 FM, 1210 AM, and www.airventure.org/radio.